Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Connie Turman. The Kirkland Summer Concert Series is back for another fun summer. The series will begin July 9th and continue through August 22nd. Children's musicians will perform from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Tuesdays at Juanita Beach Park this year with its new beach, playground area, and improved on-site parking. Evening concerts will take place from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. on Thursdays at Marina Park. Casper Baby Pants will be one of the performers for the children this year. He says he is looking forward to playing at Juanita Beach Park and will be there with bells on. He says he loves playing in this series and the energy is amazing. In 2012, the Summer Concert Series won Best of 2012 Reader's Choice Award for the best live music venue / nightlife in Kirkland. For 35 years, the concert series has delighted the community, so grab your family and loved ones and head to Kirkland to enjoy the free concerts and wonderful experiences. For more information, visit kirklandsummerconcerts.org. Speaking of wonderful experiences, 4th of July is just around the corner, which means the Celebrate Kirkland 4th of July Parade is back for its 13th anniversary. The parade route, starting at Market and Central Street, will close at 9:30 a.m. for the 11:30 Children's Parade and the Community Parade at noon. The boat launch will also be closed from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. At the Marina Park Pavilion, children can begin decorating bikes, making hats, and face painting at 10 a.m. Kirkland neighborhoods and businesses are encouraged to compete in the Community Parade. Judges will decide which entry best follows the Kirkland American 4th of July theme after the parade. Among the judges will be Kirkland native and Seattle Seahawk Brian Walters, so bring your A game. Thousands of Kirkland residents will gather after the parade for a fireworks celebration in the waters off Marina Park at 10:15 p.m. To learn more about the festivities and to volunteer, go to celebratekirkland.org. Another beautiful event to attend is the Kirkland Garden Tour, which offers guided tours throughout five astounding gardens of Kirkland homeowners. The event starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday, June 29th at the Forbes House by Juanita Beach Park on the north side of Juanita Drive. The tours are guided and will end at 3 p.m. Every home garden will have volunteer docents, homeowners, and master gardeners to provide tips and assistance to all visitors. Garden owner Mitch Evans dedicated years of hard work to his garden and is proud to show it on the tour.
It basically started off as a clean slate. I came in, removed almost everything that was here from the previous 50 years because it was all overgrown, and started fresh. 15 years and constant maintenance. There's always something to do, always something to transplant, relocate, prune, weed, clean. There's always something.
The event is sponsored by the Juanita Neighborhood Association through the City of Kirkland Neighborhood Grant Program and is the first garden tour in Kirkland since 2009.
If you don't have your own garden, go on garden tours because it's amazing what it can do for you.
For ticket information, visit brownpapertickets.com and search Kirkland Garden Tour. Reducing your waste will make life a little easier and have a positive impact on the environment. Waste Management is partnering with the cities of Bothell, Kirkland, and Redmond this summer to create Waste Watchers, a program designed to help residents reduce waste and save money.
Becoming a Waste Watcher is really easy. You can go online to our website, getcartsmart.com, take the pledge to reduce your waste, and we have resources there to help you through the process.
A waste management representative will follow up with each participant 3 to 4 weeks after taking the pledge to check in, see how the process is going, and discuss how reducing waste can save money on your garbage bill.
You pay for your garbage, so if you can reduce your garbage size, you can save money. Recycling is free here in Kirkland, so if you can find some materials that are recyclable in your garbage and start putting them into the right container, you can potentially see reduction in your garbage, make the change, and you'll save some money.
According to Kelly, there are also many ways to reduce waste in your daily life.
There are a lot of ways to reduce waste at the source. Sometimes we buy things that we don't need, so thinking twice when we're shopping. Considering packaging, a lot of food things we buy come with extra packaging that we don't need. So look for options with less packaging. That's a great way to reduce your waste. Bringing reusables with you, reusable bags, reusable cups, those add up and make a really big difference.
Thanks, Kelly, for all the wonderful advice. Months of preparation and involvement from Kirkland residents and businesses set the stage for a successful community planning day.
Community has to be in sync and people work together well. Opportunities for kids, parents, for a variety of people to experience the city. And sustainable, meaning that we can do this for a long, long time.
But I think big picture kinds of things would be having some form of rail, light rail, heavy rail, something that uses that cross Kirkland corridor.
So I want more diversity in Kirkland. And I want more transit-oriented development centers in Kirkland. And I want a higher density, and I can walk everywhere in Kirkland.
I really enjoy walking around Kirkland with my dog. And we have a lovely trails, Crestwood Park, and behind Everest Park, that I would love to see more of.
To find out how you can join the conversation, go to kirklandwa.gov/Kirkland2035.
Just a reminder for Kirkland residents, fireworks are still not allowed within city limits. They have been banned in the city of Kirkland for nearly 10 years, and the 4th of July is no exception. Public safety is top priority for Kirkland leaders, and the fireworks ban has dramatically decreased fires and complaints on the national holiday.
Fireworks are dangerous inherently. Even when they're used properly, they are a safety hazard and a fire hazard. Many fireworks are built under quality controls that aren't predictable all the time. When they're misused, they become even more dangerous. Their trajectory or where they're disposed of can vary from incident to incident. Nationally, there's about 15,000 fires a year due to fireworks and about 8,500 hospital admission injuries due to fireworks a year.
The city's fire marshal says education is one of the most important aspects of fire safety, not just in the case of fireworks.
Learning how to use the right tools in the right place at the right time, keeping fire contained to either the appliance that it's used on or the object that it's used on, like a candle. Then also keeping a clean and orderly home or office space so there's not a lot of waste buildup or a lot of electrical appliances maybe strung together or used in an odd fashion.
If a fire does start, here are some steps to take.
Well, the first thing to do if there is a fire is to get out. Get out and stay out is the two general rules that you try to follow. Secondarily, make sure that 911 is called, either by you or by somebody else, to start that response to put the fire out.
To avoid any fire incidents this 4th of July, a public display of fireworks will be shown at Marina Park on the night of the 4th. Come with neighbors and friends to see a terrific and legal firework display. Summer officially started for Lake Washington School District students on June 19th. We asked kids from Lakeview Elementary what plans they have for summer vacation.
During the summer, I'm going to be going to Yakima. I'm going to play in a baseball tournament there.
We're going to be going to Italy.
We're going to go to Cleveland.
I'm going to go to Boys and Girls Club camp.
Are you
going to
have a good time?
Yes.
I don't know.
Summer vacation is here! Yay!
As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand, on the city's website, on your mobile device, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV at kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.